When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
I know how many people feel. You come over after a weekend. You get the end of the week. And you're... especially after getting cheated like we did in the midterms. And you think, man, it's hopeless. It's not hopeless. I'm going to tell you this. Stay vigilant and stay in the game. Stay in the game. The Democrats, you can't continue down the path the Democrats are going and think you're going to end up with success. And it's not going to happen in America. I saw a Cuban-American guy, he works for UPS, and he got his first check, and they filmed it. I don't know if somebody from the family did, but he showed him getting his check, and he opened it up. He was all excited. It was his very first paycheck as a citizen, and he's looking at it, and he can't believe the money that he's made. And somebody says, well, what about the taxes? He goes, it was less than they took out in Cuba. So we got to change that attitude. But he was so happy to be working and to be from underneath oppression. And let me tell you, there's a part of America that part doesn't die. No matter how much they try to kill it, people outgrow it. The problem is, are more people dying that have it than get it and then finally understand it. And how long can it last? How long can we let this game go on before game over? But I say to you, stay vigilant and stay in the game, because rock bottom is coming for the Democrats. Democrats are going to get the message. See, rock bottom really for them was when Barack Obama had to leave office and Trump got elected. That was rock bottom, because that was as good as it could get for them. So what they did is they manufactured good. They want you to believe that Joe Biden not only got more votes in 2008 Obama, but he presided over the best midterms for a president in modern history. This is with his track record. The Democrats would support a brain dead moron who might push the nuclear button. Even Pelosi came out and said, I want Joe Biden to run in 2024. How old will this clown be? How bad would his dementia be? Yes, she wants him to run in 2024. You want to know why? Because he's the same dude. He's as much a vegetable as you walking through, you know, pick one of the manufacturers, Green Giant, going through their farm. He's as much a vegetable as they are, or as the crops. So, yes, please let Joe Biden run again. Rock bottom, folks. The elite of the Democratic Party are leading this entire country to rock bottom as fast as they can. The best thing you could do if you really wanted to kind of understand it is take it out. Don't think about it in today's terms. Go out to the limit and say, what could possibly happen with criminals running the streets, not getting arrested, with taxes through the roof, with just unchecked government? Where's it going? Because see, many of the people, like that guy that was kissing his paycheck, his first paycheck, and thanking himself for being out of Castro's government, you know what? He knows where we're headed. So when's this electorate going to finally say enough is enough? I don't know how many votes these people legitimately get. The game is fixed. I'm telling you, I think people are meeting in rooms and they say, this person wins this. We will control the House. You'll control the Senate. Here's how this is going to work. We are now at that level of sophistication. We're going to talk about crypto because there are people manipulating every market. You want to play it fair. It's like in that movie Limitless where the guy goes, he was super brilliant. He goes, but even in analyzing all the trends and all that, I can get upticks, but I can't win the game. I can't get to the super wealth studying. And even with having taken this pill that expanded his brain so he could make, I think he made $2 million in 10 days, beginning with $800. And he became the talk of Wall Street. And he went in when he was talking about getting money and how he wanted to apply his new, brain power. He says, no matter how hard I study, no matter how much I do with the market, I might get 8-10%. I think maybe he said 12% gain, which would be okay for most people. If you could take $800 and make $2 million in 10 days, you'd be okay with it. But you know who they put him in with? They put him in with a big, a guy played by Robert De Niro, appropriately. And this guy plays in the billions of dollars. He makes moves that change the course of countries. And when he's on the ride back to his apartment with De Niro's character, he says to him, when he's analyzing this particular event, he says, oh, wow, this is big. He goes, but how are you going to get Atwood to play? He goes, oh, my gosh, you guys are trying to corner the energy market. But Libya's not going to play along. He's talking about the manipulation of entire countries at the level we're talking about. You think Hollywood just comes up with this stuff? We're being manipulated at a level that is unprecedented. See, most of the electorate, they've turned. And as I say, if you don't believe Democrats cheated at this point, you've been gaslighted. You've been fooled. You're buying you're drinking the Kool-Aid. You're buying the narratives. How many more election cycles do you think we can take? How many more can we get fooled in before it doesn't matter? Again, folks, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There is good news, though, people. Conservatives endure. Conservatism can withstand anything. And I promise you, people, there are so many of us out there fighting hard for America, the real America, as many others start to check out. You remember 2012? After the devastation we put on the Democrats in 2010, probably one of the worst midterms in the history of this country, the Democrats got decimated. We were more hopeful to make a change in 2012, and it didn't happen. That was when the cheating started. Well, it had already started, but in terms of real manipulation. So after 2012, millions of Americans checked out, and some of you are considering this now, but don't check out. That's what the left wants. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don't check out. That's what I've been saying to you. I'm going to say it to you until the next election cycle. Let me tell you something. The next 2 years is going to define the... I mean, look, every election does something. I don't want... You know, and they're all important. This one was super important. And we got our piece out of it. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care how the left tries to demoralize you. You got to remember, you won. You absolutely won. It's like in 2012 when they thought, okay, they're going to shoehorn in Barack Obama again. Many of us wanted Romney. I was one of them. We got Obama. It was a devastating loss to us, but in effect, it was a win because Romney is part of the problem. Can you imagine Romney and Paul Ryan? In 2008, we knew Obama was wholly unqualified. Would you have wanted John McCain? Of course not. 2016, we finally got what we wanted. And you know what it did? It sent these knucklehead leftists into panic mode. And now they've gone full nuclear. You know what happens when you jump the gun, when you're a bomb maker and you're trying to rush that bomb into someplace? It blows up in your hands. And I'm telling you, at some point, this blows up in their hands. Whether it's Hunter Biden, the big guy, or some of these other scandals that these clowns do are pulling on us, it's going to blow up. There are too many people who care about this country. So when they try to demoralize you, double down. That's what bothers them. When they're pressed is when they make mistakes. Let me say this about the people that I know we have one market in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to say this. Pennsylvanians are not stupid enough to vote for Fetterman. I believe that with all my heart. I mean, I know there are stupid ones that would vote for him because there are Democrats everywhere. But the overwhelming number of Democrats who vote would not elect Fetterman. I know this. They have Biden's performance to look at and they vote Democrat? We know this isn't true. Now in Arizona, the woman whose Democrats want to cheat into the government's mansion is over the vote count. That's insanity. Katie Hobbs is running for governor. She's over the vote count and we're supposed to believe it's all fair. It's on the up and up. It gets worse in Pennsylvania. Let me just say that this is it's actually too funny to talk about, but you should know about it. A Pennsylvania state rep who died last month was reelected during the midterm elections. He died. Democrat Anthony Tony DeLuca died on October the 9th after a brief battle with lymphoma, a disease he beat twice previously. 85 years old. DeLuca was Pennsylvania's longest serving state rep. This came from a story in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. So not only did Pennsylvania elect, finger quotes, a dude who suffered a stroke, Sling Blade's big brother, a little brother, not only did they elect him, supposedly, they elect a dead man. While we're incredibly saddened by the loss of Representative Tony DeLuca, we are proud to see the voters continue to show their confidence in him. Wow. I gotta stop there. Okay, one guy has suffered, massive brain damage of some sort. And people can argue with me, Kevin, people come back from a stroke all the time and they do that. Yeah. My little sister had a stroke years ago. She was 20 years old. Just pressure of life, college, marriage, first little baby, blah, blah, blah. Had a little, what they call a mini stroke, M-I-N-I, mini stroke. And she's fine. Hasn't had any issues since. But it's pretty rare. And I'm sure it had something to do with her youth. My grandmother had a stroke when she was 80. 81, actually. And couldn't move her left hand. It was like a claw. And had some brain fog. And I'll tell you this, she never snapped back because of her age. Fetterman's in what, his 50s? He had a stroke. And as I said the other day, I don't know what a stroke does to your brain. I can watch Fetterman and I know this, his brain is not operating the same. So if I look at what's happening to him physically, I can certainly equate that he's got some problems mentally. In other words, if his body doesn't move right and act right, his brain's probably doing the same thing. And they elect this guy. But then again, let's not forget, Tony DeLuca was elected. And they say they continue, the voters continue to show confidence in him and his commitment to Democratic values. I almost lost it. Yeah, I spit a little coffee out. You got to be kidding me. Yeah, his commitment to Democratic values. Vote for him even if he's dead. Vote. In fact, let's not be surprised if DeLuca voted for himself. Their commitment, they write, was they were so committed to the Democrats, they elected him, you know, because you know, somebody else will run, and they posthumously believed in him, in his values, dead or alive. He's our guy. Whew. I mean, look, I don't know whether you would have elected another Democrat. I don't know the rules. But here's what I would tell you. I'm not voting for a dead man. Not even symbolically. If it was Reagan, Kevin Reagan's going to run. He died. Oh, so who are we getting? See, I prefer to have people who are completely functional, who can actually speak and represent me, who can put thoughts together. And let me tell you, I don't know what created this Fetterman. Let me tell you, Fetterman's life probably created his stroke because he was too young to have a stroke, just like my little sis. So his life created his stroke. And are those pressures gone? Forget about what the new pressures. This guy went from lieutenant governor to now to the Senate. It's unbelievable. So what I say to people is the more things change, the more they stay the same. Look at what you woke up to over the weekend. And I'll ask you this. Were there any changes? What about your day-to-day life? Any changes? I mean, when you put in the news, is it anything going to surprise you? Inflation's still up. People still soaking us on welfare. Joe Biden giving billions to the Ukrainians to keep his secrets. Joe Biden with an embarrassing meeting with the Chinese prime minister. Crime in your neighborhood. Crime in some city near you. Crime in a city where your kid goes to school or whatever. Gas prices still high, inflation way up, rent's still high. Winter's here. How many people are the Democrats going to kill with Biden's energy policy? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It
has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wins all around for conservatism. All you got to do is look. All you got to do is know how to look, where to look. And they're easy to spot. They're not hidden. You don't have to go looking around for Easter eggs behind furniture and underneath the sofa cushions and all that. No, no, no. They're right in front of your face. Now, the media isn't going to report it as a win. It's just they're going to report it as news. You have to be able to look at it and go, wait a minute, that's bigger than news right there, baby. Bigger than news. So, let's find it. Here's one of these stories. It's a small win, folks, for conservatism. And I'm not going to make it appear that it's bigger than what it is, but it's bigger than what it is. It seems little. Disney is in the news. Now, I don't need to tell you, Disney's gone off the deep end. Disney, you would think Disney is run by a transsexual Guatemalan midget or something because Disney has gone crazy up in her. It has. I used to, every Sunday night, oh my gosh, when I was a kid, and I know many of you know this, the little, what they call it, Sprite, the little thing that would fly around the Disney building and go ding. At the end, before they started the Sunday night Disney movie, how many kids watched that? I mean, that had to be one of the most watched things in, I mean, at the time in American culture. It was like watching Welcome Back, Cotter. I mean, I didn't miss it. I could name you a bunch of other shows too. Little House on the Prairie. That was when entertainment was fun. It was wholesome. And don't misunderstand me. You should have everything. You should be able to get, you know, porn. Well, I mean, honestly, if that's what you want on your TV, you should have it. The way it is today, I get it. You can indulge any piece of your psyche that you choose. But I will tell you, I miss those, the Waltons and Little House on the Prairie and stuff like that. Not, that doesn't make me a nerd. I grew up on a ranch. And it wasn't, you know, I didn't have 12 kids like the Waltons, you know, where Mary J and Mary Lou and Jenny Jones and whatever. It was me and my brother just kind of pretty much hanging out. We had siblings, but they weren't with us, sadly. I mean, they were elsewhere. I think I told you guys that. I've only met one of my other brothers from my dad's side. And, you know, his name is David. He's a half brother. But there's supposedly 9 other kids I've never met. And I've got my stepsisters and I could go on. But the point is, I saw the Waltons. I always wanted that big family. It was a cool idea of what family represented. I'm going to tell you something. I bet you if young black kids were forced, not, I'd hate to force them, but if they were to watch Little House on the Prairie or the Waltons or something, it would change their perspective of what family really should be. And life, what life should be. How about we simplify things a little bit for ourselves, right? Anyway, I'm off topic, but I'm going to get back to this win. This win involves Disney, and Disney is a big deal to me because it brings back this nostalgic feeling. But let me tell you, that whatever you feel, if you're over 40 or 50 years old, whatever you feel for Disney, it is long gone, long gone. It is not the same. But Disney figured something out. Disney says we are on the wrong track. They had a CEO. His name is Bob Chapek. And he's been running Disney since 2020, post-election coup. And he figured, you know what? The woke generation, everybody wants this. People want them some Biden. So he went right along with them and he took Disney down. So guess what? They're bringing back Bob Iger, returning to Walt Disney as CEO. Effective immediately, replacing Bob Chapek. They say, who stepped down? He didn't step down. He was booted out. Don't let them put any time. They went in and said, Chapek, you're out. They had already packed up his gear. I don't know, man, I'm just speculating. But his office had the little box ready to go, security guards, and they essentially threw him out aggressively. Metaphorically, of course. Here's what they how they write this. The stunning and unexpected move comes as Disney's stock has dropped 41% since the beginning of the year. Whew. Be still my heart. They say, although every other entertainment stock has similarly dropped. So what they're telling you is, folks, if you, in case you're not paying attention, entertainment stocks are dropping for two reasons. One, Joe Biden is president. And two, entertainment is no longer what we want. I just hearkened you back to the time when entertainment was simple. Give me your favorite story. Tell me what your favorite story is. Is it full of, you, if somebody says, Kevin, it's The Mechanic or some Jason Statham film or some Schwarzenegger film or some high tech, you know, whatever, shoot 'em up gangster alien film. Very unusual. Your favorite film is going to be something that touched your heart. It's going to be a great story. There might be some special effects. Don't misunderstand me. It's hard to watch any movie these days without it. But I'm telling you right now, your favorite film, for the most part, is going to be something you emote to. I'll give you a film you should all watch. Love Jones. One of the best movies ever. Mostly black cast. Unbelievably great film. I talk about it all the time. I talked about it with one of the actors who's in it, who's an acquaintance. I told him, man, that was the best work. He was so thankful to me. He says, Kev, but let me tell you something. I told the people in that film that we were talking about Academy Awards. He says, I told them, black people are going to hate us for this film. If you watch it, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's an unbelievably great film about the black condition in a civilized black world. The way most blacks live in America. If you get a chance, watch it. Back to what I'm talking about here, though. So Disney's poor earnings have to do with two things, Biden and the fact that Disney went woke. If Disney didn't go woke, their stock wouldn't have dropped 41%. It would have held firm. If Netflix didn't go woke, that's why Netflix has come back and said, y'all aren't going to get us to get rid of Dave Chappelle. You're not going to change the way we do business. And the reason why most of you have quit Netflix is because you're sick of the proselytizing. Susan Rice on the board, the Obamas and their nonsense and all the other crap. How about you just go out and make great films? Plug for the Flick Fest, by the way. Theflickfest.com. This week we have investor meetings with the Flick Fest. If everything goes the way it should, it is going to explode. And I can't wait to tell you about it. But anyway, I'm going to go back to this. So Iger has agreed to serve as Disney's CEO for 2 years with a mandate for the board to, you ready for this? To set the strategic direction for renewed growth and work closely with it to develop a successor to lead the company at the completion of his term. Now, they thanked Bob Chapek for his service to Disney over his long career, including, get this, navigating the company through the unprecedented challenges of the pandemic. What unprecedented challenges? He should have been feasting. People were at home. They were sequestered, locked in, literally on lockdown. They had nothing better to do. Disney could have been cutting new things, doing stuff. What else? What do they have in the vault? What could they have presented? Oh, it was locked. That was their time to feast. And I can tell you this, Logitech, listen to their CEO. He says, during the scamdemic, he didn't call it that, but I call it that. He says, we feasted. We reevaluated our company's model. We reevaluated how our employees would work, etc. You telling me Disney couldn't figure out a way with different studios all over the place now and the ability to work remotely that they couldn't figure out how to take over during that period? It is a shame they dropped 41% year over year. Anyway, Iger, they say, returns after serving for CEO of Disney for 15 years from 2005 to 2020, which he oversaw the acquisitions, you ready of this, of Pixar, Marvel Studios, Lucasfilm, and 21st Century Fox. This guy made strategic acquisitions that would go down in the record books. Now, I'm not saying he's great or anything. I'm just saying compared to Chapek, CEO in February of 2020, after serving as chairman of Parks and Resorts and then president of Consumer Products, marked, as they write here, by multiple missteps, including a poorly handled lawsuit from Scarlett Johansson over her salary tied to the streaming of Black Widow. And also, Chapek had a run-in with DeSantis because he didn't say anything about Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. So that's the deal. But the biggest deal is he didn't make any strategic moves. He didn't do anything that furthered the cause of Disney and certainly didn't live up to the legacy of Disney. Not the way I feel it. Be curious what you guys think, but a win for the right, folks. I'll tell you that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
People, it could get worse. Don't forget, it's not like the Republican proposals on the economy were inspiring. You had some that jumped out and you didn't like it, jumped out said, talking about Social Security reform and Medicare. So if you were in economic pain and you heard the Republicans feel your pain, but they're going to add to it, that also doesn't help. So you had a lot of things going on. But this a particular meltdown that I'm seeing, I do think it's extraordinary. It's not just people like yourself who are super, you know, well known and stuff like that talking about that. That was shocking. But there are grassroots conservatives, just regular, ordinary folks I went to high school with,
yes,
folks I went to college with in rural West Tennessee, who are reaching out to me saying, we are done with Trump. MAGA is done. We believe in some of these causes. We do not believe. And one of my friends said, the megaphone is killing us. Talking about Trump. So there is something happening out there. Is it, will it last? I don't know.
Question.
But there is something serious happening out there. The grassroots level, the base level.
That was Van Jones. He says, MAGA is dead. Well, let me tell you this. You may get rid of Trump. You ain't getting rid of MAGA. You're not getting rid of America First. You're not getting rid of that spirit that ticks in all of us, that resides in our DNA. See, we haven't been mRNA'd by Moderna or Pfizer. By the way, I'll get to those guys a little bit later because there's a battle between the two giants. Godzilla versus, King Kong? Interesting saga playing out in the COVID world, the fake world, where we gave away trillions of dollars. It feels like a virtual reality, but it is a real reality. We gave away trillions of dollars, and we continue to throw away billions of it. They keep making this stuff. Gotta be ready. Gotta be ready for that scamdemic. Think about the pharmaceutical companies. They have stuff sitting at the ready for these outbreaks that don't occur. And you know what happens? All that medicine just gets thrown away, and they make another batch. Just in case. I know what you say, Kevin, we got to be prepared, man. It's our insurance policy. Yeah, but you know what most people do when they don't have the government? They really look at what do we need to keep in spare? Let's look at the trends and see what's happening so we can be as prepared as possible. But let's also be good stewards of our money. See, the government doesn't have to do that. They just go print more. They just go get more from you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844. 551-8255. MAGA is dead. Why? Because Democrats are going to keep stealing elections. That's just what it is. So what's next for the Democrats? They're going to keep stealing elections, and the world is not going to get any better. See, that's the bad part about their strategy is it doesn't play out well. Now, you could, as I said, project it forward as far as you want. Now, let's play the game. Come on, you want to play it? All right, let's do this. Do you believe Biden will get any better, physically or mentally? Yeah, I'm just asking. So if that's their champion, aren't they stuck? Because see, I predict Biden is aging in dog years. He's not going to get any better. He can't speak. You put him in front of a camera for 30 minutes, I promise you, you'll get at least two gaffes. I'm not talking little ones either. Things that could change the course of the world. Joe Biden says, you know, I don't get Putin. I mean, he's going to go into Ukraine and he'll get what he wants. I mean, you know. I mean, well, I can understand why he'd do that. He makes a comment like that. It's flippant. You know what Putin does? He goes and does it. What's the fallout? On top of the existing inflation, Putin now controls a big part of the world's food supply. He's in cahoots with China, who controls the fertilizer, who's also, again, working against us. It isn't like the world is truly a United Nations and we're working together. They're working against us. I don't care. Look, if China wants to be number one in on the track and number one in biological research or whatever, great. But isn't it all supposed to be to make the world better? Aren't we competing for a better world? The answer is no. Joe Biden has us competing in a way that we cannot win. There is no good thing that comes out of this. We subsidize the Chinese economy, $375 billion a year. We subsidize the world economy with roughly almost $800 billion a year. These numbers are too big, too untenable for 330 million people, of which only about 80 to 90 million are working at any time. I mean, that's not enough to sustain that kind of growth, that kind of number. So keep projecting forward, folks. After Biden's stellar performance in the midterms, the Democrats are stuck with him. How can you get rid of a guy that had that kind of performance? Those pesky polls, folks, and that pesky reality are going to force a come to Jesus meeting with the Democrats. How do you rationalize how he did so great, but he's not doing so great on the other side? You think in the next series of polls, suddenly people are going to, oh, Joe Biden, my goodness. Yeah, they're going to give you some that make it appear that way initially. But the reality is, what's happening? Biden will worsen. His family will be forced to be limiting him more and more. Jill Biden and Hunter, wherever he is, are going to have to finally cry uncle. What about Harris? You think they want her? She's next in line. Do you think Nancy's no longer the Speaker of the House, but do you think that she's just going to sit down and let Harris? Well, she may now. She may have to, because Kevin. Well, I don't know if Kevin McCarthy will win the Speaker of the House, but whoever is Speaker of the House is next in line if something were to happen to Harris. But what I can tell you is this. Joe Biden will worsen. The problems associated with his policies will worsen. This isn't me wishing it. This is me telling you there is no upside when you go off of the grid and you want to go to clean energy. If you think our energy problems are going to get better, you're out of your mind. If you think our inflation problems are going to get better, when you're talking about all the things these people are putting in to make getting goods and services to you more expensive, it's a pipe dream. Not going to happen. What about unity? You think the nation is more unified right now? I feel like Petchy and my cousin Vinny. You were serious about that? And the judge said, you need to wear a suit. Next time you come to my courtroom, you're going to wear a suit. You were serious about that? You think we're more unified under Joe Biden? I will tell you, I haven't despised the Democrats more in my entire life than I do right now. I don't hate them, but I despise them. See, because they're cheats. They are never going to play fair with us. And it bugs me that there is a faction of Republicans, and I know what their agenda is. The agenda of these Republicans is they got knocked out of power. They're mad about it. Now, I don't know how I would take it. I think many of us have probably been somewhere and somebody with less seniority got something over you. And, you know, could it have been nepotism? Could it have been that they were just better than you? Could have been either one. Could it have been that you just didn't put up enough of a fight? I can look back on some of mine and go, yep, you know what? I didn't fight hard enough for it. I just said, you know what? It's cosmic. Let it happen. But I could have fought. Probably could have won a few of those battles, but I didn't. Who's to blame? So we've all seen how people can get ahead and do this. But the Democrats, let me tell you, they're Machiavellian about it. These people plot. They want to, you know, really inflict pain on you. And they do it maliciously. Not because, as a fighter, I can tell you this, and I've seen it many times, where a guy's, he's like, okay, you've been talking so much smack, and we finally get in the ring, I'm just going to keep you on your feet. I'm going to do enough to hurt you, not enough to debilitate you, because you've been running your mouth. I'm gonna keep you in the fight. Floyd Mayweather just had a fight over the weekend. He fought some YouTuber out of Britain. And I didn't see the fight, but I read the description. And Floyd Mayweather just pretty much said, I'm going to show you what a professional fighter is and what a YouTuber is. And he just, he would fight with one arm, I was told. I read. Just hit him with the lefts. Then he just hit him with the rights. And then, you know, every now and then a guy would connect and Floyd would go, oh, okay, you ready? And he'd hit him with both. And in the sixth round, what did he do? He knocked him out. Keep training, folks. You're ready for this. You're ready for this battle. You're ready to knock some people out.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.